Welcome to another episode of Comedy Wham Presents with me, your host Valerie, and sometime kitty co-hosts Miss Purrington and Mookie. ComedyWham.com is your place to go for features about all Austin comedy. In addition to podcasts, Comedy Wham brings you articles, album reviews, our advice column, my Austin Chronicle articles about the Austin comedy scene, our festivals page, and more. We're best known for our events page for live comedy shows in Austin, Houston, and DFW, where 100% of the entries you see come from comics and producers. If you want your show featured on the calendar, click the Submit a Show button from the top of the homepage or our events page. To complete the short survey, it's free and easy. Tag us on your Instagram stories and we'll share your show promo to our Instagram followers. We've also got available promo boosts. Want to support these resources we provide? You can donate to Comedy Wham on PayPal, Venmo, or even Patreon. Click the Support CW icon on our homepage to see the ways that you can help us. Now back to our podcast. Launched in 2016, the podcast project brings you funny people and their stories. As a fan, I like to delve into a comic's background and motivations, and we usually take a detour along the way. Consider the interview a way for you to get to know the folks that make the comedy scene as fascinating offstage as it is on stage. If you like this podcast, please rate and review us. Today, we are talking to somebody who got a start as a writer on The Red Fox Show. He earned a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2013 Soul Train Centric Comic All-Star Awards. He's been known as the new Mr. Vegas. And as a new comic, he actually went on the road opening for George Benson, Diana Ross, Donna Summer, and Smokey Robinson. That's pretty amazing. He's played two mayors, one in 1995's Batman Forever, and one from one of my favorite movies, the 2020 Adam Sandler Hubie Halloween. And you also know him from his I Be Thinkin' and his Yo Mama jokes. And as a parent to a teenage boy, I am quite fond of those Yo Mama jokes. You also know him from his shout out tweets. And he was named by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest comics of all time. He's the author of Bulltwit and Whatnot and Laugh It Off. He is coming to Cap City Comedy Club on April 5th and 6th. Don't miss this opportunity to watch one of the amazing comedy voices of our generations. And now Comedy Wham presents our guest, George Wallace.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. Wow.
Guess what? I'm coming to Austin, Texas. I don't think I've worked in Austin, Texas for the last 15 years. Of course, I've been in Las Vegas, but I'm coming to Cap City. From what I hear, it's supposed to be amazing. The new city, one of the fastest growing cities in the world. And it's just, I just can't wait to get there. I heard nothing but awesome things about Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that was actually one of my very first questions. So you're already a great interview guest because you predicted my first question, which was, how often do you get to Austin? So it's been 15 years since you've been.
No, it's been longer than that. I've been in Las Vegas for 15 years. I went to Las Vegas for 30 days. 60 days, 90 days, uh-huh. And it turned into 15 years. So I haven't been anywhere in 15 years, and so it's good to get back out on the road and also reinvent my brand. Uh-huh. I got new young kids there I got to try to bring into the club because I work with everybody. But this is going to be new and challenging for me, but I know people in Austin like to have fun like everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to a local comic here who comes from Atlanta as well, and hopefully you'll see her bubbling up over the next few years as well.
Well, I hope so. Anybody coming from Atlanta, that's really nice. That's where I'm born and raised.
Yeah. Lisa Smith. She's a great Austin comic.
Okay.
So my dad would watch Sanford and Son. So that's how I knew Red Fox. And so the fact that you got picked up for writing, and from the math that I've done, you were very early on in your stand-up comedy career when you got picked up to write for the Red Fox Show. How many years in were you?
Actually, only a year and a half.
Wow.
Like 19, yeah. And this was called the Red Fox Variety Hour on ABC. Mm-hmm. It was after Sanford and Son. When he left Sanford and Son, it was the first variety show. And they saw me at the Comedy Store, and they said, we'd like for you to write for the show. And I said, I don't know. I never written before. I don't think I can do it. They said, we think you can because we've been watching you for 3 weeks. I said, yeah, but I still don't know, you know, what it is about it. They said, we think you can, and it's $2,500 a week. And I said, I'm going to come up with something. I'll come. That was back in 1977. I'll come up with something for $2,500 a week back then. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun and just having the fun, and I got to meet a lot of people through the Red Fox Show, Muhammad Ali and a lot of people like that. Wow. And just, you know, I'm the most blessed person you've ever met, okay? It's not how much money you make, it's how you enjoy your life while you're living.
Well, you've had an incredible, incredible career. As I was doing more and more research, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm going to get to talk to George Wallace. This is stunning. So you're known for your Yo Mama jokes, and I watched several clips of those that are available. How did you settle on that as a bit?
Well, you know what happened was I was doing Arsenio a lot back in the day, 1993, 95, back in that era. Mm-hmm. But I think I've forgotten more Your Mama jokes than I know now. Because, you know, you move on to new eras, new jokes.
Yeah.
So now I'm into about lying. That's all I do is lie. Uh-huh. I just love lying. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And, and it's just great. And I apologize right now. I had my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't know what happened there. But yes, I doubt if I'll get a chance to do Your Mama jokes this round, unless somebody bring it up.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing new jokes every day and every night. I keep my legal pad with me. I still write my jokes down, and I try them out every night. That's what I've been doing in New York City. So when I get to Austin, I'll be talking a lot about Texas and what's going on in that city.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and if you can't laugh in Texas, you can't laugh in any state, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I had to ask those questions just to give, you know, the people that have been hardcore fans of yours for years and years, those are some of the things that they might know you from. But now we're going to get it back and get into today. And some of my favorite things that you do are your shout outs. And
thank you so much.
And I want to tell you that in your honor, I wrote a shout out. It's,
go ahead.
It's going to tell you that I am not a comic, but it is my homage to George Wallace. And that is, shout out to my favorite casts. Pod.
There you go.
Ayatri.
Okay.
Friends. There, see? Didn't make you laugh. It's not good. It's not good.
There's got to be five of them, though. Oh, my favorite five.
I know, but I'm not good. I'm not good. But you're an inspiration, nonetheless. I tried.
You did try, and you did a good job. I'm looking for my book, if you see me looking around. I've got, like, so many books over here to try and pull up. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah,
but
you knew
good. I have a good time. These are, and whatnot. Whatnot can allow me to do anything I want to do, you know?
I know. So. You say whatnot. A lot with your...
A lot. Yeah. And I have a new TV show that you're really going to hear whatnot a lot. I'm going to try to put it in your vocabulary. I have a new show. I don't know whether you read about that or not. It's called Clean Slate.
Uh-huh.
And it's with the great Norman Lear that just passed away.
Oh, wow.
And he passed away 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. But I had an opportunity to... I've been knowing him for 40 years. And I said, they've been trying to get me to do TV for 40 years. I said, okay, let's reboot Sanford and Son. He said, well, come back with a great idea. I have my hat on backwards. You said nothing, Valerie.
I'm sorry. One does not tell George Wallace that he's wearing his hat backwards.
So this show is called Clean Slate, and I wanted to reboot Sanford and Son. He said, come up with a twist. So a friend of mine has kids, two twins, and a boy and a girl, but the boy never identified as a boy. I said, it doesn't matter. You got to love that kid. That's your kid. No matter what, you got to love that kid. Mm-hmm. Then a light bulb went off in my head. Said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. My mom died when I was 16 down in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm basing the show out of Alabama to get more of a culture background. So my wife died, and my son was 16. At 17, he left Alabama, went to New York to do his thing, to be who he wanted to be. 27 years later, I get an email from my son. I said, Dad, I'm coming home tomorrow. And sure enough, I told everybody in the neighborhood, my son is coming home. My son is coming home. I'm going crazy. straightening up the house, doing everything crazy. And the next day I get a knock, 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 ding dong. I run to the door. I says, lady, I love you. You're a beautiful lady, but it's not a good time to be here. My son is coming home. If you sell an Avon, I'm not buying an Avon today. Watchtower, no Watchtower today. And she says, Dad, it's me. I said, lady, you have got to go. And she says, Dad, it's me. And I go, what the? So we start the show with a what the? And my son has transitioned, but I didn't know it. But you know what? What's happening here? This story is all about love.
Yeah.
Me being an old African-American, well, black, let's say, because I'm old, black man down in the South, I don't know about this life. She doesn't know about my life because I've changed. We both are educating each other on how to live and let live. And it's all about love and let people be who they want to be. So I'm going to be educated, and America's going to be educated with me.
That's
and I know
amazing.
I'm going to get a lot of hell from the black church, but I'm ready for the black church. I'm ready for any church. Because right now I'm mad at all the evangelicals. I'm mad at all the evangelicals because they're not really preaching the Bible if they read the Bible right, you know, and the truth is the truth, you know, just simple things like the Ten Commandments. So, but that show is going to be really fun. And my daughter is Laverne Cox.
Ah, amazing, amazing.
So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. She's an amazing actress and actor. And
she does everything. She's
award-winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of fun with my new TV show. So I'll be talking about that and love, and I'll be talking about local things that are happening in Texas, mm-hmm. and about people mm-hmm. saying stupid things and about people doing stupid things. It's just, my show is different. I don't know what I'm going to do until I get there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I hear. Your shows are not things that you can predict. You know, it's not like going to a concert and you can find out what the set list is ahead of time. It's a new show every single time you're on stage.
Every night is different.
So when can we expect Clean Slate to come out? Do you know?
We hope Clean Slate right now is being translated into every language in the world
wow.
by Amazon.
Wow.
So we hope this will be out maybe late May.
Oh, exciting. That's so exciting.
Yeah. We shot all the episodes. Everything is done. And, you know, it's a good sign when they say we're translating it into every language in the world.
It is.
That's pretty good. So
well,
we're waiting for that to happen. And
you have
but I won't believe it until I see it, okay? I won't believe it until I see it.
I mean,
there's so much BS. There's so much BS in Hollywood. You can't believe it until you see it.
Well, one of the things that Comic Pierre asked you when you did his interview, one of, I'm sure, his interviews, this was back in 2022, he asked you to compare the comedy scene today versus, you know, when you came up and you were working at in New York. You met a certain friend of yours that you were his best man. That's a pretty cool trivia there. And you came up at the store. How do you compare the scene when you were coming up to what you see of the comedy scene today?
Well, back in 1976 when I started with a little guy, my best friend for 47 years, believe it or not. I'm on my way to visit him in Washington, D.C. right now. We're going down to the Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is receiving his award at the Kennedy Center.
Oh, my
gosh. So we're going to go down, and everybody's going to be there from Dave Chappelle to Chris Rock. And my best friend, Jerry Seinfeld, is going to meet him. Kevin Hart is going to receive the Mark Twain Award.
Nice.
So that should be fun. But we started in 1976. Seinfeld and I started on the same day at Catch a Rising Star in New York. And we wrote a lot, and we still do write a lot, and we go to the comedy clubs. Like last time I did 3 shows here in New York City, mm-hmm. just trying out new material. And we still do that today. He was working on in Los Angeles last night, but we're meeting today in Washington, D.C., and we still write jokes and do jokes. Now, the scene has changed a little bit because we didn't have social media. We had 3 networks. We had ABC, mm-hmm. CBS, and NBC. And so we are considered clean comedians. When I was a Christian comedian until 2 years ago when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. I kind of went off the rail a little bit. It is time to cuss. It's time to cuss. Jerry is still very clean, but I cuss a little bit. Mm-hmm, I cuss a little bit. So comedy is different with the social media. And they don't, the young kids today don't need ABC, NBC. They can make their own TV specials now, which I applaud. And I really love these young kids for doing what they do. And there's so many good people coming up. LaBelle Crawford and Daphne Springs. Some of these young kids are just, there's a young lady out of Atlanta. Her name is, what you said, her name is Smith.
Lisa
Smith. I heard
some
things about her. Yeah. So I can't wait to see her in Austin. And I hope she stops by my show so she can go up and do some time. But I'm going to be there, and Marsha Warfield is going to be with me also.
Nice.
Marsha Warfield from Night Court, she's also going to be with me at Cap City. So it's going to be fun, and we want everybody, and it's a show for everybody, young, old, black, white, hip-hoppers, gangbangers, everybody comes to my show. And what's happening right now, these Generation X or something like that, millennials, they're bringing their parents to the show, and most people, most young people never seen or experienced their parents laughing out loud and having fun. So that's one good thing about my show, and to see the parents and the children laugh together. And I have jokes for the young generation and the older generation. So
well, and that's what makes universal appeal, is appealing to young and old. So how do you take advantage of social media to try to, you know, keep pace with these young whippersnappers? I'm old,
well, basically
too.
Basically, what I'm doing, I'm doing pretty good on Twitter. Yeah. I got almost a million on Twitter. Nice. But I should do more Instagram and TikTok, and I'm getting into that world a little bit, and because it's really fun. I like it. I don't do it enough, because once you get older, sometimes you're not as active as you should be. I don't know what it is, and all I do is talk trash all day, and that's all you got to do is go on TikTok every day and just say something for 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk trash.
Yeah, exactly. I think
there's always something happening in the news. Always something happening in the news you can talk about, or some stupid. Like right now, I'm mad about toilet tissue. That's a ghost in my house because I'm buying toilet tissue. Listen to me. This is not funny, Valerie. A ghost in my house. I'm buying Charmin, and it says 36 rolls equals 128 rolls. Okay. Now I just bought this on Christmas time. Okay. And I'm down to 3 rolls. Technically, that's 9 rolls. Somebody else in my house is using the toilet paper. That's 121 rolls or something. There's no way in hell I've used that much toilet paper. And you've got to, this is not a good joke, but you've got to, when you buy that Charmin toilet paper, they have Charmin Ultra Strong and they got Charmin Ultra Soft. I'm warning you right now, buy the Ultra Strong, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Buy the Ultra Strong. But if you don't, you buy that soft, you wind up taking your own temperature. That's all I'm saying, okay? So I'm writing new jokes on that. I will be talking about that.
Okay.
I will be talking about people saying stupid things. Just today, somebody said something stupid. I ordered food. I live in New York. I live on the 31st floor. I ordered food to bring up from P.F. Chang's, and my concierge called me and said, we have food here. Should I bring it up? Should I send it up? I said, no, why don't you just eat it? Why don't you keep it downstairs and eat it? Obviously, you got to send it up to me, and that's why I ordered it. Just people saying stupid stuff. And we got storms here in New York. Somebody came in the show last night and said, it's raining outside. Duh. Of course it's raining outside. So I don't know what people might say down in Texas. I'm going to come down there and have some fun and talk about it.
Have you heard of a fella named Ted Cruz? Just Google him, and you'll have plenty of material.
Trust me, I know. Oh, man, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun because it's such a beautiful city. I've gone online to just take out, look at some of the images, and it's just this is happening. This is happening.
Yeah.
And I know Delta is building a hub there, so that means something is going on in Austin.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What do you think about the big club moving here to Austin? Joe Rogan's the Comedy Mothership taking kind of that comedy store model and bringing it to Austin.
I heard about that, and that's going to be cool. So I don't know exactly what it is. I got to learn more about it. It's a big the Mothership is called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tell me more about what it is, and is it just a new comedy club, or?
Yeah. So Joe Rogan made a big to do about leaving California, and he moved to Austin. He created this comedy club, which brings in big, big names. And hint, hint, he has major drop ins. So I don't know. You might know Joe.
I might drop in myself. Matter of fact, I want to call Joe Rogan and see could I do a show while I'm there.
I think you should. Yeah, because the names that drop in, I mean, they're big names, and they're not necessarily booked for shows in Austin, but they just drop in. It's wild. That's what we do.
That's what we do. We just drop in and have fun. Yeah. Like in New York last week, it was Chris Rock, myself, and Dave Chappelle on stage at the same time.
My goodness. Legends.
And the place went crazy, of course. But it happens every night in New York. We just drop in and have fun.
I'm gonna throw in my little typical questions that I throw in. We're just gonna do this rapid fire, and then we're gonna talk a little bit more.
I thought you was gonna say you're gonna throw in your little 2 cents worth.
No.
And I was gonna say, if that's all it's worth, Valerie, don't do it. Here's my 2 cents worth. Is that all? That's your value, 2 cents. Okay. You asked me in rapid fire. We'll do anything you want to do. Okay.
So rapid fire. One word to describe your past.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right. One rapid fire. One word to describe your future.
Beautiful.
Okay. That works. What's a project that, looking over your career of, I don't know, I'm not good at math, however many years, what's a moment that stands out for you as being one of the most beautiful moments of your career?
Well, probably going to Las Vegas. I went to Las Vegas for 30 days, as I mentioned mm-hmm. before, but I never worked for the hotels like most people do. I own the show. I was the director. I was the producer. It's called Forwarding. I rented a room, 750 seats, at the Flamingo Hotel. And that was really, and I did not know what I accomplished until after 15 years, after I left. I'm going, my ultimate goal was to work Las Vegas in a major casino. I went there and I did it. And most importantly, like I said, I owned the show. And I did all of the marketing, all of the advertising.
Yeah.
I brought in people like Sly and the Family Stone, War, Jennifer Holliday, and everybody would stop by my show. Tom Jones, Aretha Franklin, when she was alive, they would all come to Bette Midler, they would all come to my show, and we'd have fun. Vegas like it used to be. And so that's why I love people, and I love fun, and I got the greatest job in the world, and I'm living my dream, and I teach the young people, make sure you enjoy your life. And I have the greatest life. I said beautiful before because I mean beautiful. And I just thank God every day. I choke up when I thank God for what I do. Because, Valerie, all I do is lie. I love to lie. I love to just make up shit. I love to lie. And that's what we're going to be talking about that in Austin. We're going to have so much fun. I already know this. So get your tickets now. Get your tickets early.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I even dropped the price so I can be new in Austin.
Mm.
Normally, it's $150 to see me in Las Vegas. I said, drop the price way down so I can get a lot of people in there, the young people that don't know me. They know me from Lil Nicky and the movies like that, and The Wash, and Law and Order. I've done a lot of things in the last few years, and I'm on Bob's Burger. I'm Mr. Huggins on Bob's Burger, and 10-year-old Tom animation. So I'm pretty busy, and I got to get these people in the room. So we're going to have some fun in Austin. Come on out.
Yeah, for sure. You've got 4 shows, right? Does that sound right?
4 shows? 2 shows Friday, 4 shows Saturday.
Yeah, exciting. One of the things that I saw in your bio is, after spending so much time in Vegas, and then I kind of alluded to it because you've played a mayor on a big screen, you actually wanted to become a mayor of Vegas at one time. Is that true?
Well, that's what they say. I just told you, I lie so much. One night I was on stage and I said, I should be mayor of this city. Because the problem with me running for mayor, I probably would win. That's the problem. Because
yeah.
I wanted to, I think they did some stupid ideas in Las Vegas. We have a tram in Las Vegas. It's on the back side of the strip.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put that tram in the middle of the street, Las Vegas Boulevard, where people can enjoy it?
Yeah.
Some stupid things. And get rid of some of the cones. They've got cones. They've been doing construction in Las Vegas, like Texas, since 40 years ago. You got a lot of construction in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
It's... Every time I go to Dallas-Fort Worth, it's just like construction and the widest highways and just crazy. So I always have good ideas for running for public office.
Okay.
You know, first law I'm going to pass, Chick-fil-A is going to be open on Sunday. I don't give a damn. That's the first law I'm going to pass.
You make my teenage boy very happy with that one.
You see, you got to open it. You know how much money you can make on a Sunday? Even Jesus wants some chicken on Sunday. Come on, Valerie. So I have ideas of being a president and mayor of cities that people just love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I don't care if you're lying to me. You're amazing.
It sounds good.
It sounds good. Sounds real good. Of course, we could probably spend 500 hours talking about real politicians and their lies, but we won't do that. We're going to talk about you headlining
Cassidy. That is so true. Well, I asked God to let me be the greatest BSer in the world. He said, well, Trump kind of beat you at that one. So, you know.
Yes. Indeed. Gauntlet thrown. Well-deserved gauntlet. All right. I know you have to go catch a flight. You're going to see Kevin Hart receive his Mark Twain honor. That's pretty awesome. You're going to hang out with some pretty cool guys.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be flying on Jerry Seinfeld's private plane. He is so stupid. He says to me, you should get your own airplane. I'm going, what's wrong with this one? You know? I take advantage. He's my best friend. He said, if you're going to be friends with somebody, you might as well be friends with the richest man in comedy.
Yeah.
So he got a jet. I got a jet. Hell, like, why should I get two planes? Well, why do we need two planes?
Now, I do have to ask you this. My boyfriend loves Seinfeld and has watched the entire
series. Seinfeld is an idiot. You tell him I said he's an idiot. I'm the only person who can say that. Everybody else goes, he's it. Excuse me, everybody else is a yes man, but I'm the only one tells Seinfeld, you're stupid, sit down and shut the hell up. His kids love when I come to the house.
But as his best friend, why did you only make one appearance on his show?
We had another friend named Gary Shandling, mm-hmm. and he had a best friend. They put him on the show. If something happened, they had to fire his Gary and Shandling's best friend, Lewis. And we said, oh, no, we got to keep business and friendship separate.
Very good to know.
He said to me, will you come do this one scene with me that I want you to do what you did? When his son was, they have a ceremony called Brisk. It's actually where they circumcise a little boy.
Yeah.
And so I had the honor of holding one leg and Jerry held one leg.
Oh, wow.
And while the rabbi did his little thing there. And they say you're supposed to fall out. Some people fall out when that happens. But I didn't. And so when they did the procedure, so every time I walk into Jerry Seinfeld's house, the little boy looks at me and says, I know you from somewhere. And that was the sign I did on Desperado, Witchy Woman. So we kept it separate, and that's why we're friends.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't go to his house too much because you don't want to get involved in marriage relationships and things like that.
Yeah.
And you remain friends that way.
Well, amazing. I appreciate that story. My boyfriend will be very, very happy to hear it. And I don't want to be the one that makes you be late for this flight on Jerry's jet. So hopefully he doesn't charge you full price.
My jet. It's my jet, too. It's my jet, too.
Okay.
Our jet.
Well, that is a wrap on Comedy Wham Presents the incomparable George Wallace. George, tell us where we can find you on social media, and just another reminder about what you've got coming up in Austin.
Well, we're coming to Austin April 5 and 6. That's Friday and Saturday. So you have to be there. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. George Wallace. You can find me on Instagram at The Real George Wallace. We're all over the place, and we're just having fun. Find me. Google me. Go to George Wallace Television. You'll find me. I'll be there. And everything you need to know about me, and some things you don't know about me, and whatever they say is a rumor about me, I didn't do it, but I probably will.
And works.
So you come out and have some fun, and Valerie is going to be good. You're talking about Texas. I want to talk about the Texas barbecue. I want to talk about so much.
Amazing. Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning about how George got to be the comedic genius. And this time, we truly mean it today, just as much as I have. This has been Comedy Wham Presents George Wallace. I'm Valerie, and that's been funny. Thank you so much,
Valerie,
George.
Thank you so much, and keep laughing in your life. Laughter is the best medicine in the world. Laughter is healing for the soul, okay? So when you stop laughing, you stop living. I'm George Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
I love it.
See you, George Wallace with Valerie. Hey. God bless you, okay?
Thank you, George, and hopefully I'll get to see you in a couple of weeks.
Stop in and say hello. You're my guest, okay?
Okay.
All right. Got a deal.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.